Okay, so you know what happened over the weekend. We saw Speaker Johnson completely cave like the fat, greasy sow that we all know that he is. $61 billion for the Ukraine, $26 billion to Israel, $8 billion to the Indo-Pacific region, $0 to anything involving the United States border, securing that, and also $0 for you and me to help with any kind of infrastructure in the communities that we live in, and so on and so forth. In other words, he gave us a massive middle finger, and he doesn't care that he gave you the massive middle finger. Do you really want your tax dollars to be spent on foreign wars? I mean, the amount of approval for all of this money going outside of the country, plus all of the money that the Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan has gotten already during the Biden administration, has less than a 30% voter approval rating. So that means over 70% of American voters do not agree with giving out hundreds of billions of dollars to other countries to start more wars and create more chaos across the planet. Why? Because nobody is doing anything for us. It is absolutely clear at this point that the politicians in Washington, D.C. don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about anybody. They only care about the highest bidder, whether that's big pharma, big war, big agriculture, big business. It doesn't matter. They're the ones paying the politicians' bills. And we think, oh my God, Speaker Johnson, he's going to make the big difference. I never thought that for a second. I mean, just look at the guy. He's a four-eyed little goof who pretends to be professional when we all know the guy is a degenerate. He's an absolute degenerate. And the Democrats, oh, Speaker Johnson, he is so admirable. He stepped up and risked his job to support Israel, the Ukraine, and Taiwan. What a brave speaker. He has our support. Notice how this works. The Democrats are always standing together. They are constantly voting in lockstep with one another. They are a solid block of voters. And the Republicans, whenever they decide to show a spine, which is extremely rare, they are seen as chaos-worshipping degenerates in the White House, in Congress, and they don't want to help average Americans. They don't want to help anybody across the planet. And the only time Republicans get any sort of praise is when they cave into Democrat demands. So this is the big problem here. You don't have Republicans that are voting for what we want. You don't even have Democrats that vote for what we want. That's the big problem here. There is an agenda behind the scenes on both sides of the aisle. They both know it. They both vote for it. And then they pay you and I lip service to pretend as though they're standing up for the little guy. They're trying to help the average American voter. No effing way. Not possible. Another little slice of heaven in all this is that apparently $3 to $4 billion has been allotted to NGOs, a non-governmental organization, or in this case, multiple non-governmental organizations, to assist illegal immigrants with coming into the United States from Central and South America. Does that sound like something that the average American voter would want? Does that sound like a Republican speaker doing his job to create more security at the southern border of the United States? Absolutely effing not. It doesn't. It sounds like Speaker Johnson is, in fact, working with Democrats. And also, it sounds like Speaker Johnson is just trying to get more war going on. $61 billion to the Ukraine. Do you know what these assholes in Congress did when they passed this bill, shoving it up our I was going to say something worse. Shoving it up our ass? How about that? They decided to stand up and give everybody an ovation. Oh my God, everyone is so brave here for voting on giving away tens of billions of dollars to other countries. And they started to wave Ukrainian flags around. When was the last time you saw a foreign flag being waved around in Congress after giving that country tens of billions of dollars once again? Almost never. That's the last time you've seen something like that. That's the big problem here. They don't care. Everyone says, oh, Nazis are so bad. Well, it doesn't appear as though Nazis are so bad because Congress keeps supporting them to the tune of over $100 billion in the span of 2 years. That's the problem here. We are not giving our consent to do this kind of thing. We aren't supporting any of this. The only thing that this is going to serve is to create more discord over there and probably exacerbate the issue beyond what it should be, because Russia is now going to go for broke. More than likely, Russia is just going to say, you know what? We tried to do this, and we're not going to wait for the money to come through. We're not going to wait for any of this nonsense. So we're just going to finish the job through and through. Zelensky has had huge problems, the president of the Ukraine. He's supposed to be the glittering jewel of Eastern Europe and how he's such a democracy, and the Ukraine is there as a bulwark against Russian fascism and all the rest, right? All the rhetoric. Meanwhile, Zelensky has decided to get rid of churches, stop voting, conscript people, dragging them off the street, beating people up to get them into the military. And oh, by the way, the biggest military unit over there is the Azov Battalion, which has distinct neo-Nazi roots. It's not hard to do that research. I can post pictures if you'd really like. That's what Congress is supporting. And and by the way, more drone strikes against a nuclear power plant over there in the Ukraine as well. That's what this is all about. Then you've got the U.S. is poised to send 60 additional military advisors to the Ukraine, according to the Politico. And they're going to support logistics and oversight efforts for the weapons the U.S. is sending to the Ukraine. Well, that's a real hoot. Do you know why? Because this money, just like all the other times going to the Ukraine, isn't going to be audited. In other words, wherever this money goes, it's just going to go into the ether. It's going to leave us into the mists. No one is going to know how this money is laundered back to the United States, which offshore bank accounts this money is going to go to, hello Zelensky and many of his advisors, and how we can get repaid in any sort of fashion. This is another money laundering effort. It is going to go straight back to the warmongering industries in the United States, and they are the ones that are really going to make this happen. And that's the big problem here. That's the big problem, because you have all of these senators and congressmen. They are perfectly fine and allowed to. This is great. They're perfectly fine, and they're allowed to perform insider trading. Oh, so that means they can invest in companies, sell stock at opportune moments, because they're the ones that are going to be passing the legislation to give various businesses massive grants, give them government contracts, know that certain businesses are going to be bailed out or closed. So they are in the prime position to make sure that all of their trades are traded correctly, and they make the most amount of money possible. Go online, go to X, go follow Unusual Whales, or go follow Nancy Pelosi's stock tracker, and you'll see how these people aren't worth anything before they come into Congress. And then within 2 years, as long as they play ball with all the donors, they're worth millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars. Gee, how does that happen on a salary of around 150 to 200 grand a year? I don't know. Could it be that they are in fact performing that type of insider trading? But here's the other wrinkle to all of this. We have a lot of signals going out across the media. You've got Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's coming out a couple of weeks ago and saying, well, Speaker Johnson is clearly compromised. He is being blackmailed. And for what it's worth, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she decided to try to add an amendment into any bill that passed that would support the Ukraine and give it more money. Any senator, any congressman, whatever, that decides to vote yes on these kinds of bills has to go over to the Ukraine and enlist in their armed services. It's a thing that won't get anywhere, but it's pyrrhic nonetheless, and you get the idea of where she's coming from. But she said that Speaker Johnson is clearly being blackmailed, and he is clearly being forced to vote in certain ways. Remember, this guy was supposed to be the antithesis of McCarthy, and he was supposed to stand up to these Democrats and these rogue Democrats. Well, that didn't work. So then we've got Tucker Carlson going on to Joe Rogan's podcast, and he made another similar type of mention, which means that if all of these people are starting to bring this up, it means that, well, there is some truth in this. They are signaling to one another. That's where we get things interesting. So he was on Joe Rogan, says members of Congress are terrified of the intel agencies. I'm not guessing at that. They've told me that. I said to somebody, a very powerful person, the other day in a conversation in my kitchen, an elected official holds a really senior position. But I was like, all these people are controlled. They've all got weird sex lives. And all of these things they're hiding and they're being blackmailed by the intel agencies. And he said, I'm quoting, I know. I was like, okay, so at this point, we're just sort of admitting that it's real. Like, why do we even allow that to continue? There it is. That's one little tidbit that to keep in mind. Then he moves on by saying everybody is terrified of the intel agencies because what they're allowed to do is, and what they've threatened to do. Now, there are rumors that Rod Rosenstein, remember that guy from Trump? He is a genius at this. They're basically saying that the intel agencies will frame people that go against them, particularly politicians that vote against Section 702 of FISA. That's what we brought up last week, where the government can just scoop up all of your data from anybody that gives you a Wi-Fi password. These intel agencies will plant child porn on your computers and your laptops, and they can make it look like you downloaded it and you looked for it. He said that people don't say that because they're worried about being punished. In other words, these people go along with whatever the intel agencies tell them to do. They're worried about someone putting kiddie porn on their computer. Members of Congress are terrified of the intel agencies. I'm not guessing at that. They've told me that, including people on the intel committee, including people who run the intel committees. Do you see why there's a black budget? Would you, as a taxpayer, support these intel agencies of blackmailing members of Congress, one, for whatever proclivities they're involved in, God knows what skeletons they have in the closet, but two, but threatening people that are voting against the intel agency's wishes and planting child porn? The child porn has to come from somewhere. So where are the intel agencies getting the child porn? Are they involved in generating the child porn? Are they involved in child trafficking, human trafficking? Is that where they're getting the pictures from? Now you know why the budget is called a black budget, because they don't want any accountability. They don't want to be beholden to the American taxpayer, because if the American average voter knew about this kind of degenerative behavior, they would be up in arms. They would be dragging people through the streets knowing that these kinds of people are in charge of the intel agencies. Take that one step further. These same people tried to frame Donald Trump time and again and abuse their positions of power and violate the Constitution. This is where your money is going. Is this what you're really all about? And he continues by saying that is tyranny, not democracy, for unelected people who are not accountable to anyone making the biggest decisions. And to force congressmen to support reauthorizing warrantless spying on American citizens because they're threatened. They're the parents. The agencies are the children. They're afraid of the agencies. They're not compatible. And he goes, I think the reason is because they're threatened. And if you look at the committee chair who allowed this to happen year after year, they're all compromised or being blackmailed, right? It's not a stretch of imagination to see that. It's not impossible to imagine that some guy with a drinking problem or a weird sex life, and that's very common, that they are being blackmailed because they don't want it exposed. That's where we are headed. And that's what I think is the reason why Speaker Johnson did what he did. He backstabbed the American people, betrayed Republican voters, and voted yes for these tens of billions of dollars. Going back to 2023 in the Rolling Stone, which is a deplorable magazine, Mike Johnson admits he and his son monitor each other's porn intake in a resurfaced video. Wow. It sends a report, he says, to your accountability partner. It scans all the activity on your phone, your devices, your laptop, and what have you. We do all of it. My accountability partner right now is Jack, my son. He's 17. Adopted, by the way. So he and I got a report about all the things on our phones, all of our devices, once a week. If anything objectionable comes up, your partner gets an immediate notice. I'm proud to tell you my son has got a clean slate, despite the fact now that his son has been arrested, I believe, in California. He uses something called Covenant Eyes. So here's the big problem about this. Covenant Eyes is basically a Christian-run business. Problem is as such. Why is a member of Congress, assuming he's still doing this, because this is not that old of an article, it's from November of 2023, unless he stopped it. Why is a member of Congress giving access to a third-party company, Covenant Eyes? Why is he giving that company access to all of his devices to make sure that there isn't any feisty digit touching going on? That should be a red flag right there, because we all know that if you're a business in the United States, you have to turn over that data on any of your clients, particularly with IT, to the federal government. This guy, more than likely, has something that is extremely compromising going on, and it wouldn't surprise me if the feds got to Covenant Eyes. That is what I think is going on. Also, you have to start questioning why these people, why all of these politicians have this high rate of adoption. Why are these people always adopting kids, right? Look at the Supreme Court. I believe Justice Roberts adopted a kid. Why does he adopt a kid? Getz from Florida, why is he adopting kids? There's something going on with that. Something is happening with that. You've got to look into it. And if it's anything like this former Obama White House senior policy advisor that just got nabbed in the UK, maybe we're looking at things that are related. Daily Mail reports, Rami Shai worked with the White House under Obama and, of course, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And he is accused of arranging the commission of a child sex offense. In other words, sex with a child, a pedophile, possessing two category C indecent images of children, and possessing a prohibited image of the child. Wowee. What are the odds that a Democrat is a pedophile? What are the odds that the same Democrat is very closely related to Barack Obama, the one administration that has had the most increase ever of any presidential administration of increased human trafficking and child trafficking into the United States, and also Hillary Clinton, with all of the rumors we've heard about the Anthony Weiner laptop. And that one little tidbit on Fox News years ago that said that the Anthony Weiner laptop is tied to Hillary Clinton and abuse of children is involved in that laptop being tied to Ms. Clinton. Oh, and by the way, everybody remembers Ms. Clinton and the Clinton Foundation running rampant all throughout Haiti, where one of her little helpers, I believe Silsby is her name, was caught trafficking 33 children throughout Haiti. Everybody remember that one? Why are these people always tied to children? Why is that? Are we looking at something along the lines of the intel agencies saying, we know you're a degenerate. If you play ball, you get an out-of-jail-free card. You can do whatever you want. You want to do drugs. You want to do diddling children. You want to do Luciferian sacrifices. It's all fair game, right? It doesn't matter. Anything illegal will end you up in a jail cell. But if you play ball with us, we wipe the slate clean. Nobody knows the bet wiser. And we all go home just as long as you do as we say. That's what you're probably looking at. That's why you see what you see in Congress. These people don't care about you. They care about themselves. They're narcissists. And their skeletons in their closets are possibly the worst skeletons you could probably ever imagine. That's it. Chris Michaels. Last Call Podcast with Chris Michaels. Oh, by the way, Greg Bolden and I are going to be doing 15-minute blurbs, almost on the daily, over on X. I am not quite sure of the time yet, but it's looking like to be in the evening around 8-ish. So be aware of that. Fire up X. Go over there. I'm pretty sure it's going to be broadcast on Rumble and YouTube and Instagram Live. It'll be quick little blurbs, 10, 15 minutes. That's it. So go find us over there. You can like me, find me, share me. Last Call Caravan on your social media platforms, and Last Call Podcast with Chris Michaels on all of your podcasting services.